Well, Jane continues to be Mr. Jackson's assistant. He's the bridge instructor who hired Jane to play a bridge hand as she would play it, hoping the women in his class would profit by the horrible example system. But last night we learned some of the women were beginning to play Jane's way. This episode takes place the following day in alternating scenes between Mr. Jackson's private office and the classroom. But first of the office, here are Mr. Jackson, his stenographer, and his press agent. Listen.
Why, this thing is the hottest publicity campaign I've ever handled, Mr. Jackson. I never in my life saw newspapers crying for copy as they are now. I don't know if you know it or not, but you've got a gold mine in this new system of playing bridge, and if you ask
me... My good, effervescent fellow, in the first place, it's not a new system for playing bridge, it's a new system of teaching bridge.
Oh, yes.
And in the second place, I do know what a gold mine it is. You see this maze of letters on my desk? All applications to join my class. And that phone has been ringing continuously all morning.
Yes?
People by the dozens calling up to enroll in my class.
I'm sorry, you'll have to apply in writing.
There. You see, old boy?
Yes.
Just a moment, I'll ask Mr. Jackson.
So don't tell me about it. What is it, Miss Fisher?
He says an entire bridge club wants to make application for joining the class.
There, what did I tell you?
What a racket.
Shall I tell her she'll have to write in?
Of course. They can't accept telephone applications.
Yes, sir.
And even if they do write, I'm at my wit's end with where to put them.
I'm sorry. You'll have to make application in writing.
What do you mean you don't know where to put them?
Well, I mean, we're overcrowded now. I can only accommodate so many unless I hang them from the chandeliers. The present class is filled to capacity. Here are all these letters and all these phone calls. I simply don't know what to do.
Well, that's easy, Mr. Jackson.
How do you mean?
Split up the time. Your class now runs from 2 to 4, doesn't it? Well, make two classes out of it. One of them from 2 to 3, the second from 3 to 4.
I see what you mean. Quite true. Yes, I like this. 2 to 3, 3 to 4, of course. Yes, thanks very much, Smith.
Okay, don't mention it. Now, is that going to be all right with Mrs. Average Player?
2 to 3, 3 to 4, I see what you mean. What is that?
I say, how's that going to be with Mrs. Average Player? After all, she's the main draw around here, you know.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, she's the whole draw. What do you think those people are writing in here about? What do you think the newspapers are hollering for stories on? Mrs. Average Player.
She's simply a creation of my mind. It doesn't matter what...
Yes, I know all about that, but you can't get away from it. She's the one that's drawing the crowds here. I know box office when I see it. Have you got her under contract?
Contract? Of course not. Merely a verbal agreement.
Oh, that's a mistake. Get her to sign on the dotted line. You can't lose her now. You lose her and you lose the whole setup. Draw up a contract and get her to sign it.
You really think I should?
Well, sure you should. And stipulate in it that she's to work two classes an afternoon. 2 to 3 and 3 to 4.
Oh, that would be all right. You see, she understands now that her hours are from 2 to 4.
Well, you better make it legal. Make it read two classes. Miss Fisher.
Yes?
Draw up a contract for Mrs. Average Player. What's her name again?
Mrs. Ace.
Yes, draw up a contract for Mrs. Ace, and you tell her, Mr. Jackson.
Yes. Make an agreement between her and me to appear for two classes, one of them 2 to 3, the other 3 to 4, for which she receives $5 an afternoon, 4 afternoons a week. Just type a letter to that effect, and I'll have her sign it as soon as she gets there.
Yes.
That's the idea. Might as well tie her up so she can't get away. Be ashamed to lose her at this stage of the game.
Ah, here she is now. Come in, Mrs. A.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson.
Hello, Miss Fisher.
Hello.
Come in, my dear. Come in. I want to meet Mr. Smith.
Glad to know you.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
Mr. Smith is my publicity director.
Oh, pleased to make your acquaintance.
Sit down, my dear. Sit down.
Thank you.
I have something to tell you.
I got here kind of early, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Just half an hour, yes, before class begins, yes. Well, it looks like we're going to have to add another class. Mrs. Ace, yes?
Another class?
Yes, but of course, it won't make any difference in your hours. You still appear from 2 to 4, only we're splitting up the classes. One from 2 to 3, and the second from 3 to 4. In this way, you'll play out two hands of bridge instead of one, but that won't begin until tomorrow.
I have to play out two hands?
Yes, it would be great sport, Mrs. Ace, won't it? I'm having Mrs. Fisher draw sort of an agreement, a contract, you might say, by which I engage you for a period of 1 year. Make that 1 year, Miss Fisher.
Yes, sir.
But I...
And by which I agree to pay you $20 a week for a year.
A year?
Yes, that's quite a long run, Mrs. Ace. Pretty lucky.
But wait a minute now.
Here we are. Now, if you'd just sign here.
But I don't know what it is.
Oh, just a little agreement for 1 year, Mrs. A.
Here you are. Take my pen. Now, if you'd just...
Now, you can sit right here, Mrs. A.
Don't push me.
Don't I'm on the bottom line.
Now, wait a minute now. It's too fast. Mr. Jackson, please.
Just
a second. I have to catch my breath and look at my head. What happened to me? I never thought of pushing it. Now, what did you say about two classes, Mr. Jackson?
We're having two classes. There have been so many applications for women wanting to learn bridge that I haven't the room for them. So you just play out two hands instead of one.
For the same money?
Same money? Well, of course, you only appear for the same 2 hours.
Oh, I know, but I have to do twice as much work.
Work? Nonsense, my dear. You can hardly call this work. We've enjoyed our association so much. After all, if we can't get any fun out of life, what's the use of living? That's what I always say. And it has been fun, hasn't it? You do get a few chuckles out of it, don't you?
Yes, so why can't I get a few more chuckles out of it?
Oh, but your hours are still the same, you know.
Yes, but the work is more. I hate to be missionary, Mr. Jackson, but I think I ought to get a lot more money.
Well, I don't see why.
Well, there's two reasons, and the other one is that I need the money.
The other one? Well, what's the first?
Well, they all come to see me play bridge, don't they?
Well, see, you play... My dear woman, how do you think I got along before I met you?
Not as well.
Mother, you mean... But you... Mustn't lose my temper. Mr. Dane, I have a reputation as one of the leading bridge instructors in this country. I've won dozens of cups.
No saucers?
Well, I've won two or three. No saucers.
Of course, I know you're the teacher, but, well, I'm no shrieking violet, but I'll bet as many people come to see me play as come to see you teach. And if you... is your collar too tight, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, my collar. No, are you or are you not going to sign this contract?
Well, if you'll give me more money, I will.
You don't deserve more. You're only a creation of my mind. You're a puppet. I pull the strings and you perform. You don't want to sign, don't. I can pick up anywhere.
No, wait a minute. You're both losing your temper.
Oh, yes. Mustn't lose my temper. But I can't help it. Where will she get off? If she thinks... Why, I... How much money do you want, Mr. Dave?
Well, now that's more like it. I have to do twice as much work. I want twice as much money. $10 an afternoon.
$10? Is that what this is all about?
$10. Very well. I'll change it to $10.
Darn, I could have said more.
Well, here you are now. Sign this contract.
Oh, well, I have to read it first.
It's merely an agreement between you and me.
I know, but Miss Ray told me never to sign anything till I read every word. Now, let me see it. Oh, it's a long one, isn't it?
Yes, and if you play your cards right, Mrs. Ace, I'm sure you and Mr. Jackson will get along swell.
Play them wrong, you mean. If I play them right, it's no good. Now, if you'll excuse me, please, while I read this contract.
Oh, sure. Take your time. Go right ahead, people.
Well, you got here early this afternoon, my dear.
Yes, is anybody else here yet?
No, I was the first one. It's very early, I know, but I just couldn't wait to get to class. I adore this new idea in bridge, don't you?
Simply marvelous. I never enjoyed taking bridge lessons so much in all my life.
Me too. And what do you think I did last night?
What?
Well, we had a game at home with just a couple of friends. We played for them quite often. And no sooner had the game started, well, I don't know if I could tell you this or not.
Well, what is it, my dear?
When I promised that you won't breathe a word of this, Miss Jackson.
Oh, of course not. What happened?
Well, I found myself completely relaxed. For the third time in all the years I played bridge, I got up from the game without a flipping headache. And how do you think I did it?
I bet I know. I did the same thing.
What same thing?
Didn't finesse once all night. Didn't bother about meeting my partner, Sue.
You too.
Didn't count tricks. Didn't do a thing but play bridge the easy way.
Well, my dear, I can't get over it. I simply can't get over the change it's made in me. I was completely delighted.
I know, isn't it marvelous?
The most unbelievable experience I ever had. Of course, there was my husband shouting his head off.
Oh, mine too, but I didn't argue back.
Me either. I just led the first card on the right and let it go back.
The first card on?
I did too.
And weren't you feeling marvelous this morning?
Marvelous isn't the word. Why, you know, I can't remember when I got up for a big table feeling so completely at peace with the world.
Of course. After all, bridge is merely relaxation.
Of course. Oh, that Mrs. Average Player certainly hit the nail on the head yesterday when she said she played the game for her own amazement.
Those are my exact words. That is exactly what I told my husband when he started bawling me out for not finessing.
I told my husband it made me nervous to finesse. And if I couldn't sit down to a game of bridge without working myself into a state, well, I'd just as soon not play.
Of course. That's just the way I feel about it.
I tell you, Mrs. Average Player has done marvels for me.
That's why I say I've never enjoyed taking bridge lessons as much as I have these. She's simply priceless.
Of course, my husband made quite a long speech when we lost. But what's the dollar and 80 cents compared to my health, I told him.
That's what I said to my husband. He said his health couldn't stand that kind of bridge. So I said, if you'll just relax and play bridge for the pleasure of it.
Marvelous. I must remember to tell that to my husband. You're having a game tonight.
Yes, you must be.
Well, Mrs. Ace, haven't you finished yet?
No, not yet. I have to read it very carefully.
But it's almost time for class to begin.
Yeah, why don't you sign it? It's okay, Mrs. Ace.
But I've only read half of it. I can sign half of it and sign the rest later. I'll just sign it, Jane, and sign Ace later on when
no,
I read
it. No, no, no. You can't do that.
Oh, all right. Let her finish it. You still have about 15 minutes before 2. Well, I'll have to run along now, Mr. Jackson. I've got to cover the newspapers and arrange for some more interviews. They're hot after this new idea.
Yes, yes. You run along then, old boy.
Mr. Jackson, I wonder if I'd like to get a little advance.
Advance what?
Oh, advance money. I haven't drawn anything yet. How about $20?
$20? I haven't $20. My pupils don't pay me until the week is up.
But I only want $20.
Well, I'm sorry, old boy, but I haven't a cent in my pocket. You see, I played bridge last night, and I lost $70.
You lost? You?
Yes, me. I don't know what was the matter with me. I didn't finesse once all night. I made several bad leads. I don't know what it was. I was too relaxed or something.
Jane's influence has spread even to Mr. Jackson, and Jane's style of playing bridge spreads even further, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.